You're listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hi, everyone. It's Kathy, and we're so happy to have you back for another episode of Meet Us in Buellton.
I can't believe we are already on episode 12, Kathy. Can you believe it?
No, I know. It's gone by super fast, but we've had some great guests on the show, and hopefully everybody's had a chance to listen in.
Awesome. Well, today we have another awesome guest, Jay Lockwood from Doorwood Distillery. Welcome, Jay.
Good morning, you two.
Jade, can you start out? We'll just go ahead and get an introduction of yourself and a little bit of Doorwood, if you would.
Well, my name's Jay Lockwood. Our distillery is Doorwood, which is a combination of our parents' two last names. My mom's maiden name is Doris, and our last name of Lockwood, so Doorwood. And it's myself, my brother, and his wife are the owners of it, and I do all the day-to-day stuff down at the distillery. So it's all family.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that it's a combination of your parents' last names. I think that's really unique.
Yeah, we started off as Brother Spirits. Then we went to get trademarked, and long story short, we couldn't get it. So we wanted to do something a little bit more unique, even though Brothers was pretty good. Doorwood is even better. It fits the image of the company a lot better, being two parts of the family and these type of things.
Awesome. And you said that it's still family owned and operated and just ran by the whole family or your brothers, I guess.
Well, it's just my brother and I, and, you know, our mom, who's 91 and still drives, she does a lot of errands for me during the day, because once I'm down at the distillery and getting the equipment running, I'm the only one there. So I need some things run around town. She'll even run out and go do them for me. So yeah, we've got the whole family working.
That's awesome. I love that your mom is still involved. She's a saint to be out there driving.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Very cool. Well, let's kind of just jump right in. Tell us a little bit about the process and just kind of the story behind Doorwood and what makes it unique.
Well, a few years ago, my brother had called up and said, what about a distillery? And out of the blue, which... But our long story with the family is we've owned a bunch of different businesses and different industries over the years. So for him to call up and say, what do you think about this type of business, was not out of the norm. In this case, I was like, yeah, a distillery? Yeah, that sounds great. So I've always wanted to do something in the alcohol business. In the early, about 2001, I was looking at doing a online high-end tequila store. Till I ran across a page that said, oh, the license is like $250,000. So that shut me down pretty quick. So when my brother called up and said, what do you think about a distillery? The first thing I thought about was I could make my own tequila, not sell somebody else's. So I said, yeah. And we started the next morning, and it's been a little over 7.5 years that we actually started this thing.
So Jay, I know, and I've been over to the distillery and, seeing the process, and we were super excited when you guys landed here in Buellton and just to hear about the process. You were using wine grapes and whatnot for your process, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more, like what do you still there and what is the process a little bit?
Well, we have six different products right now. We have a vodka, an agave, which is our tequila, but it's made here, so I can't call it tequila. We bring the agave up from Jalisco, that's after it's grown there, and they harvest it, send me the juice. I turn it into my agave or my local tequila up here, and then we do a gin, a whiskey, and limoncellos. Our vodka is made from wine, which we get from right now from Calira Winery, which if anybody ever saw Sideways, they would know Calira. And so we get wine from them, and I bring it in, and I turn it into vodka in our processing, which we're not the first to do it, but I think we're the best.
Absolutely.
And then we also use our vodka for our gin and our limoncellos for the basis for them. Our whiskey is pretty unique. It is a unaged single malt whiskey that I call an American Texas Irish Scotch. And it's basically a California moonshine because it's an unaged single malt whiskey, which is 100% malted barley. We use mesquite in it, hence the Texas part in it, instead of peat like Scotch does. Mm. And it's not in your face and heavy smoke. It's way in the back, super light. And then we have our limoncellos, which I do all the zesting here. And we use our vodka for that. Our limoncellos are a little different than everybody else's in the fact that we're not a syrup. Mm-hmm. Most cellos out there are like drinking a really thick, sugary syrup after-dinner drink. We're still an after-dinner drink. Being a liqueur, you have to have sugar in it by law. But we have as close to the minimum as we can get, and we have 80 proof instead of 50 to 60 proof. So we're a full cocktail in a bottle. Mm-hmm. It's basically a lemon drop martini in a bottle. Just throw it in the mixer or the shaker, shake it up, throw it in a frozen glass, you're ready to go.
Yep.
And then we have our jalapeno limoncello, which is a spicy limoncello that we take our original limoncello and add a little bit of jalapeno and a little bit of habanero to it and give it just a little heat on the back end, but nothing. We say it won't burn your face off, but it will make your tongue dance. And we have a few more products coming out by the end of the year. The last 9 months for us have been, like everybody else, been up and down. The good thing for us, we were up. Sales have been awesome, but we couldn't keep up with the demand, so we had to buy a new still system. Well, we just got that put in about 6 weeks ago. It's starting to go. I'm catching up really, really fast. And what used to take us 2.5 weeks is now taking us 5 days.
That's wow. Great.
And so we'll be able to now be able to come out with some new products. We've got cocktails and bottles coming out next year. We got some brandy coming out. So lots and lots of things are happening here at the distillery.
That's great. I love how you're continuing to just grow and add more to the business. Are you still kind of in that up phase where it's really busy right now?
Well, the last 2 or 3 weeks in the whole valley, I think it's been a little slower than normal, but this is a big time for us. So when you don't have the, 10,000 people come in on a Saturday, it's very slow, but it's still good. So we're still happy with it. And, it's a good time of year and we're coming up on holidays. So things don't really slow down around here that often during the year. I mean, people come here. Our weather is what brings people in to stay here for a few days and drink and eat and see the area. And just it's a great area to be in.
Yeah, no, it's I think when the kids go back to school, we see things slow down a little bit, but then it doesn't take long to pick right back up. So and the holidays are around the corner, which you'll, I'm sure, do very well during the holidays. People like to celebrate and enjoy their friends.
Well, and being 2 hours away from Los Angeles area where there's, 15, 20 million people, doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
So we get to live in paradise and get the benefits of being close to a big area.
Yep. Very true.
That's definitely convenient. Well, Jay, tell us a little bit. I know you kind of have already, but go into the process of kind of the distilling and the aging.
Well, distilling can be very simple to explain and then very complicated to do. Because distilling, all we're doing is we're putting a liquid into a vessel to heat up. Everything in that vessel we know has a different temperature that it starts boiling and steaming at. So when we distill, we're basically separating elements from each other by the way of heat. We know that water boils at 212. We know that alcohol boils at 173. There's things that start boiling before the alcohol and in between the alcohol and the water that we don't necessarily want. But with a still, we can control when we know that's coming out. We can put that away and separate it from the actual alcohol. From when it starts, right when the alcohol starts to where it ends, we know that everything before and after that we're trying to get rid of. So that's the real simple explanation in a still. So we put the heat or liquid in there, we turn it on, turn it into steam, and then with the condenser, it cools it down, turns it back into a liquid. But then with each product, we run the stills a little differently. Our new still has a section that is made just for whiskey and tequila. We have another section that goes almost to the ceiling that runs the vodka to make it as clean as possible and high proof and all these good things. And then we have another section that does just gin. So we have a big pot that we have the steam come up in, and then we have different valves that we can direct that steam to go into whatever other area that we are looking at to work on. If we're doing tequila and whiskey today, we run it through this section. If we're running through vodka, we turn the valves to go to all those areas. And then they all go through a condenser and turn back into a liquid.
It's really an interesting process, and it's great to see the way you've set it up there, Jay, and to be able to see the process when you go into the tasting room is really cool. It's not in the back room somewhere. It's right there where you can view it and see the process taking place.
Well, Kathy, as you know, our walls between the tasting room and where we work and everything is basically chicken wire.
Yeah.
It sounds interesting, but it works really, really well. Yeah. And it works for the fact that you can see, you can hear, and you can smell everything that's going on right on the other side of that little area. Right. But by law, I have to have these things put up, and we wanted to let people, a lot of distilleries you go to have a window that you look into. Mm-hmm. And then you can walk out, they'll take you out for a tour in the distillery, but when you walk into mine, you're catching the smell and the sound and the sight immediately.
Yep.
And no matter where you stand or sit in the tasting room, you're going to see it and hear it and smell it.
Wow. What a unique experience for visitors then. That's really cool.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Jay, with regards to the tasting room experience, what can people expect when they do come to taste at the distillery?
Well, we are a distillery. We are making all my products that I make has to go through one particular test. And that first test is you have to be able to drink anything I make at room temperature and nothing in it at all, or what we call neat. And not necessarily you're going to drink it that way after you buy it, but this is a good benchmark to see how smooth it is, even at room temperature. Our vodka, you can drink at room temperature with no problem. People keep saying it's so incredibly smooth. And then when you get these things cold, it gets even better. So my whole goal is to make an alcohol that you can drink without cocktail mix. Mm. That's our whole goal to do. Because I always look at it like you buy a bottle of a $300 Dom Perignon, you come home, throw orange juice into it. Mm-hmm. No. That stuff, it's too good. And that's what we're looking for, is that quality. We want to enjoy it. Now, if you do put it into cocktails and want to put ice cubes, whatever you want to put into it, you can drink it any way you like. Because to me, there is no rules in how you should drink your alcohol. If you want your bourbon fresh out of the microwave, hot as can be, with a big slab of peanut butter and a banana, that's how you drink your bourbon. Don't let anybody tell you. They might give you a hard time, but that's the way you drink it.
That sounds nauseating in the morning here, Jay.
It's a lot to start the day.
Yeah, but a lot of protein, a lot of energy gets you going right away.
I guess. Oh, you might be onto something new there. I don't know.
And I hope I answered that question. I'm not sure if I answered all the questions for you, though.
No, that was great. I mean, I think, Kathy, just to kind of elaborate on her question, is just maybe tell us a little bit about, obviously our listeners want to know what they can expect when they come visit the tasting room. What time are you open? How much is it? What is the experience like when they come?
Well, as you walk in, it's not a typical tasting room, as I think Kathy will tell you. It's more like my living room that's mm-hmm. got wood paneling everywhere and lots of family mementos and things like that. But we always say we don't do tastings here. We do experiences, because most people come in, never been to a distillery before. And I remember the first time I walked in, it was like walking into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. And it was like, oh, this is for adults. This is nice. and they want to learn. They want to know what this is. And they want, and being able to hear, smell, and see everything there, like we talked about earlier, helps out a lot. So, people come in and they ask questions, from just one or two questions to wanting to know how everything actually works, and go over. And I just, whatever they want is what I tell them. If they just want short answers, I'll give them short answers. If they want to know a lot more and I have time, I'll be able to tell them anything they want. So that way you get immersed in why you're there, and why am I smelling this, and why am I seeing this moving? What's inside that glass? What's that tank for? These type of things. So when you come in, you're getting hit with that immediately. And everybody wants to go over and touch and play. And I got to tell them it's hot. It'll burn yourself. So be careful. But the main thing is I want you to come in and do a tasting. We also do cocktails. But if it's your first time in, I always want you to do tastings so you can see what I'm trying to do with the product and what we're trying to achieve with it and why we call it craft and handmade and why we spend as much time on it as we do. And then once you come in, if you want to do a tasting afterwards, not the same day, unfortunately, in California, we can only serve you 1.5 ounces per person per day. So a tasting is 1.5 ounces and a cocktail is 1.5 ounces. So if you come in the next day or any time after that, you can have a cocktail. Now, again, they're only 1.5 ounces, but you get a really good idea of what the cocktails you can do with these are, and they're incredible. And that's why we're going to start, hopefully, beginning of next year sometime, start bottling up 1.5 ounce, 1.6 ounces, actually, and 8 ounce bottles of cocktails that you can throw in your ice chest and take with you and, you know, awesome. Go to the beach with or wherever.
How fun. Jay, do they pay a fee for the tasting usually or?
Yeah, the fee is $15 for either a tasting or a cocktail. Mm-hmm. If you come in and do a tasting, if you buy 2 bottles, we'll comp you one of the tastings.
Nice.
And then we also have shipping in California. We're allowed to ship as of right now. Once, you know, our present situation with COVID's over, we're not sure as far as our industry if we'll keep being able to do it. But things are in the process for us to be able to keep shipping in California. And if we do ship, 3 bottles or more are always free shipping in California. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and we can ship and sell 3 bottles per person per day of 750 milliliters, okay. Which is what 2,250 milliliters per day is what I can sell per person.
Nice. So they can buy directly from the distillery.
They can buy directly from the distillery. Yep. We're not in a lot of stores right now, and the stores we're in are just here in the Valley. Mm-hmm. Hopefully with our new system and our production being able to go up almost 10 times the amount we can used to be able to produce, we will have a salesman out next year starting to go to the restaurants, bars, and stores more, canvassing out from the Valley here and to LA and Northern and wherever we can go.
That's great. It sounds like you guys are really working hard to expand then. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like COVID has really kind of slowed that down and made it quite difficult?
No, not at all for us. In fact, it's helped us out immensely by being able to ship now. Before COVID, distilleries like us were not allowed to ship to anywhere in California. So they knew as soon as this hit, they were looking to help us out. This has helped us out drastically. To be able to get out there and start getting it directly to consumer without going through a distributor. And then unfortunately for us in the alcohol industry, we have to go through a distributor anytime we sell to stores, bars, or restaurants. Well, when we do that, we lose almost 50% of the retail price. So being able to ship directly to consumer, we can keep that 40 or 50% mm-hmm. that we'd be losing going through a store. But the stores and restaurants and bars, they're good places to go to, but they're hard to get into. This way, it's a lot easier for us. All you have to do is go to our website, and if you live in California and 21 or over, you can purchase from and we can ship to you.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so glad that's been beneficial then for mm-hmm. you, and you're able to do that now. One question I have, Jay, is what are the perks and how do you even become a member of the club? The Double DD Club member.
Well, we got the Double D Club, which of course stands for Dorwood Distillery. And unlike wine or beer clubs, there is no quota. You don't have to buy X many bottles in the next quarter, in the next half year. There's no charge to join. It's basically set up on an old point system. And anybody that's probably 50 years old or more will probably remember the old green stamps, where you saved up the green stamps and basically points. And when you got enough green stamps or enough points, you can cash those in. In our instance, the main thing we're doing right now is since we cannot give you a bottle for free as per law, I can sell it to you for $1. So you'll have enough points after, say, 10 bottles to then buy your next bottle for $1. And you cash in your mm-hmm. points. Once we start getting all the swag, the t-shirts, hats, underwear, socks, you know, sandals, these type of things with our logos on them, we can then allow the members to start using their points to pick up those things. And we'll have also swag with hats and things are just for the club members. And the only way you can get it is using your points, and it'll say the club on it, you know, Double D Club, these type of things. So it's something we want to do for our, you know, people, and it helps us easier to communicate with them that are interested in it. And again, there's no charge, there's no time limit or anything, so people that don't sign up for it are actually losing.
Right.
So
their loss, huh?
And we'll have down the road, once they allow us to start getting together again, which I think we're pretty close to that, and without the masks, where you can actually have a cocktail, we'll start having you know, club parties here again. So a lot of things can come out of this, and we're looking at to expand it.
Yeah, you've probably gained a whole new customer base, I would think, too, through COVID, with, you know, new people trying it and.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And coming by. And of course, we were outside for a while, and which was fine, and a nice tent and everything. But yeah, a big portion of, I would say 65% of our business is repeat business.
Yeah.
And we have members bringing in people constantly. You got to come here and try it out. So we feel very blessed with how things have been going, and the base of our, you know, we basically call them family, because they are, you know, I'm down at work all day long. So I got my family at home, and then, you know, I come down here and I've got everybody comes in as my family during the daytime, and I spend more time there than I do at home.
Yeah, Jay, you're like a one-man show down there. You're doing it all.
For now. Coming next year with this new system, I hope to start getting some people coming in and helping. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and had its trying times, but I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. It's every day is fun.
Absolutely. No, you do a great job, and I don't know how you juggle it all right now, but I'm excited for the growth. I'm just excited for your production process to speed up for you guys. And I know COVID was interesting. We had, you know, a lot of the regulations and whatnot coming out were for beer and wine industry. And Jay would call and say, "What's with the spirit industry? Do I have to serve food? Do I not?" And the state said one thing, the county said another. So it was, you hung in there. Kudos to you. Cause there were times where we were all trying to search the answer out, going, where does he fall with this distillery? What can he do or can he do? So anyhow, you navigated it well and came out good on the other end of it. So
kudos. We're still here.
That's right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Jay, so for our visitors, so they know when to visit you, what days and times are you open?
We're open every day of the week except Wednesdays. And we're open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we try and do our last tasting or cocktails by 4:30. Because I usually get to the distillery about 6 a.m. And by 5 o'clock, it's 11 hours and I want to go home.
Yeah, that's a long day. Wow. You do need some help, Jay.
Yeah. So yeah, every day except Wednesdays, just come on by. And you can always get a hold of me through our website. You know, our phone numbers are on there. Emails are on there. You know, everything's there. We do have an email list you can join up on. If you want to go to the website, you can join up there. If you want to join the club, you can join there. Our sales and our club information to become a club member is basically just for California people, just because of the shipping I can do here and when people coming into the distillery. So, I mean, you can always join the club if you're outside the state. I just can't ship to you. But if you want to join, so when you do come through California, or if you got somebody else that can ship to you, you can join. So just wanted to let everybody know those things.
That's great. And we'll make sure to leave some links to the website in the show notes as well, so people can easily reach that and join the club.
So Jay, let's end the episode with our favorite question. We always ask our guest at the end of the episode here. We always ask, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
I've lived all over the country, lived in Texas, Louisiana, Arizona, all over California. And this is just so down to earth. This little valley here. To me, this is the closest to the South you can get west of the Mississippi. And just the people, just the climate, the weather, just the attitude, the energy that's in this town is just laid back. I don't think I could live in a big city ever again. And with this valley being spread out the way it is, and only 3 to 5 miles apart from every little town in this area, probably set up because of the old days with horses and carriages, it's like I said earlier, we live in paradise here. And you have to drive out if you want the big box stores and things, but it's worth it living here, not having those things here. So mm-hmm. I think that's the best thing I like about Buellton, the people, and just being in an area that's with these type of people to live here.
Yep. I agree with you, Jay. I think that's one of the reasons I've stayed and it's kept me here too. When I came from the Midwest, it's definitely a little slice of heaven here. So it sure has been great having you join us. I'm so glad you came in to be with us today and tell us a little bit more about Doorwood Distillery and share it with our listeners. So we really appreciate your time today, Jay. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jay. We appreciate it, and we appreciate our listeners as well. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we will talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Minas and Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and Kathy Vreeland, and produced by Relic.